Incumbent City Council Member Cindy Matsumoto, running for re-election, says she's vested in the community with a long history of raising her family in Park City. She's also a business owner in the Bonanza Park area.
I am co-owner of Right at Home, the furniture consignment and design store in Iron Horse. And it's, you know, it's just been a wonderful experience to have a business in the Iron Horse District and to be so welcomed by the community. And then the rest of the time, I enjoy Park City like everybody else does, on the trails or just sitting on my deck or in my garden.
One of her priorities is preserving the historic character of Park City. She served on the Historical Society Board for a number of years.
I was board president during the decision to expand the museum and continue to be on the board now, and I'm very proud of the success of the History Museum and what it brings to downtown Main Street.
When Matsumoto ran 4 years ago for council, she complained that the city gave away the power of the Historic Preservation Board. When asked what she's done to change that, she says the city now keeps a thorough inventory of historic buildings in Old Town.
With historic preservation, what we've been able to do with the city is to now go forward with a complete study of our historic buildings on Main Street and in all of Old Town. So just having that detailed inventory will really help us in knowing what we can preserve. But I have not been able to restore any power to the Historic District Board, much to my dismay.
She says regarding comments that council did too much to help out a private developer recently in the Bonanza Park area, she says as a business owner there, she just wants to make sure the development is guided to make it the best for the community.
I'd like to have some guidelines that will guide its growth, and it's ripe for redevelopment. And I think that the best idea, the best plan for city council would be to work with a developer, not to give them more density or more growth, but to get the kind of project that will give the city the sense of community and preserve as much open space as possible. So those are what I would look to when I'm helping a developer, and I don't consider it helping a developer. I consider it getting the project that best fits into Park City.
Another priority of Matsumoto's has been, and she says will continue to be, affordable housing.
Affordable housing is something that we were able to bring on Snow Creek, and that is housing that people will be able to buy. And that is just a great neighborhood. And if I could find, or if the city could find, another area that we could do such another project, I would be thrilled.
She says she'll support, as she already has, the Green Park co-housing project on Lower Park Avenue.
It will be affordable and attainable and marketplace housing. That's one thing the council has supported that. I don't know if it's a goal, but I would be committed as a council. I think having affordable housing and attainable housing in that area of town is important. So I hope that it will all work out, you know, and I would work towards that goal on that piece of property, whoever was in control of it.
When asked about whether or not she supports the potential idea of a reservoir in Round Valley, she says she believes that is the decision of Park City residents.
I love Round Valley. I love it the way it is. If we could get away without a reservoir, you know, I'd be for that. You know, one thing that the council worked very hard on was getting a clause in our water agreement that stated that if Weber Basin Water District chooses, when they need to look at a project to expand our water capacities, that if they choose Round Valley and examine that, that we go through a public process and that Park City, the council, would have the final say on that. So we did not give up our right to make that decision.
Matsumoto says she hopes the conversation keeps getting extended so that in 20 years, they're still just talking about the possibility, not the reality, of the reservoir. Finally, she says why she should get your vote.
Gained a lot of knowledge over the past 4 years, and I think there's a steep learning curve that I can benefit the citizens, and I think I have the personality that will continue to work well and help the citizens of Park City.
That's Cindy Matsumoto, incumbent city council member running for re-election to the Park City Council. Early voting runs just one more day, Friday, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Then the primary municipal election takes place Tuesday, the 13th, with voting from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. p.m. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.